From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Republican candidates debate in California. Republican presidential frontrunner billionaire Donald Trump took center stage Wednesday at his party's second major debate of the nomination race. 10 challengers joined the billionaire real estate tycoon at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Trump's anti-Washington rhetoric, along with demands to expel 11 million illegal immigrants from the United States and taunts at his opponents, have propelled him to the top of surveys of Republican voters. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon denounced Hungary's treatment of migrants Wednesday after police fired tear gas and sprayed water cannon at hundreds of asylum seekers on the country's border with Serbia. Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić condemned what he said was Hungary's brutal treatment of the migrants fleeing Syria and other Middle Eastern countries. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic criticized Hungary's action, saying his country is prepared for the influx of migrants. Soldiers from Burkina Faso's Presidential Guard detained the country's interim prime minister and president Wednesday and are said to be holding them hostage. Military sources tell VOA soldiers broke into a cabinet meeting and arrested President Michel Kafando, Prime Minister Yakuba Isaac Zida, and other government ministers. Soldiers were seen erecting barricades around the presidential palace. Gunfire erupted when soldiers tried to disperse protesters marching on the presidential palace. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are preparing to decide if they will raise interest rates for the first time in a decade. The decision is expected to be announced Thursday. This is VOA News. Ukraine intends to pursue its campaign to strip Russia of its UN Security Council veto power when the United Nations General Assembly opens its annual meeting later this month. Ukraine's parliament voted unanimously Wednesday in favor of an international initiative to prevent the use of the veto to block Security Council resolutions or actions in cases where, quoting now, conflicts become especially rigid. Ukrainian officials said they envision phasing in gradually any restrictions on the use of the veto in the Security Council. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is considering Russia's offer of military-to-military talks on the war in Syria. Kerry held talks this week by telephone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. He said Wednesday he wants a complete and clear understanding of what Russia's intentions are. Kerry also said he warned Lavrov about Russia's increased involvement in Syria. The top U.S. commander in the Middle East told a congressional panel that only 4 or 5 Syrian rebels trained by the United States remain in the fight against the Islamic State group. General Lloyd Austin said many of the first 54 graduates of a special training program came under attack in Syria. In testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee, the general conceded the program has gotten off to a slow start, and he said the U.S. will not reach its original goal to train more than 5,000 Syrians. President Barack Obama says the United States will seek what he called step-by-step opportunities in Cuba until the U.S. Congress lifts a trade embargo on that country. He spoke to business leaders Wednesday at the quarterly meeting of the Business Roundtable in Washington. President Obama will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in November. White House spokesman John Earnest says the meeting will take place November 9th and will focus on the nuclear agreement with Iran, peace with Palestinians, and other regional security issues. A Yemeni government spokesman says Yemen's cabinet has returned to the country after spending months in exile in Saudi Arabia. The spokesman Wednesday said the ministers will work out of the southern port city of Aden with a goal of restoring stability to the country. The United Nations released a report Wednesday saying Sri Lanka should use a special court to achieve accountability for human rights violations that took place during the country's 26-year civil war. UN Rights Chief Zaid Ra'ad Al Hussein said domestic courts would have no chance of overcoming what he called widespread and justifiable suspicions of unfairness. The International Olympic Committee has announced 5 finalists to host the Summer Games in 2024, 4 European cities, Budapest, Hamburg, Paris, and Rome, and Los Angeles in the U.S. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.